a popular Outkast production.
All right, we'll start.
It's fine.
I figured that would be a good topic.
Yeah, so there's a shop in our area that won't sell dresses to lesbian couples.
Should we say the name of the company?
Or the podcast?
This is Girls on Girls.
You guys never do it.
We never... They fucking know what they downloaded.
That's a good point.
It's on the freaking logo. It's right next to it.
Yeah, but when I don't listen
to... I'm Ashley, that's Lauren, and there's Bill, the one who's yelling at us.
I thought I was Kelsey.
Yeah.
Who's Lauren?
Lauren wanted to be here today.
Did I say Lauren?
Yes. You did.
Oh my god.
It's fine.
I really thought that you were doing a bit.
We're tall, tattooed ladies at work, so I'll be Lauren today.
I'm sick. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, she really wanted to be here.
I feel so bad.
But our schedules conflicted, so I what is this? Dr. Pepper. What's with the thing? I don't want to say toast, but like...
Oh,
pour one out for your homie?
Yeah, kind of.
She's not dead.
I mean, yeah, but she's not here either.
True.
Might as well be.
No. You guys talk to her all the time.
I know, I love her.
You know she listens to this.
I do.
She'd be like, Ashley, you're a bitch.
I miss Lauren so much, and I tell her every single time I see her.
She's fun times.
I was gonna say, she's coming to the burlesque class.
Oh, yeah, I talked to her about that.
Sweet.
She wants to hang out afterwards with us.
Sweet. Yeah. That was also brought up. Yeah.
That's also true.
Yeah, but before we'll plug the show at like the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. But then if we don't forget. But yeah, bridal shop in Bloomsburg.
Yeah.
Will not sell to lady to lady marriage.
Yep.
Lame.
It's a women's bridal shop.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Men's bridal shops.
I've honestly never been
horse.
That's a tack shop, Bill.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
You know, the tack room in Vicksburg.
I've never been.
Nor have I. Kim Blizzard used to go there all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
She has horses.
Yeah.
Horfith. I've never been in a bridal shop or like a dress store. Like, I know there's like a couple in downtown Salem's Grove. Never been in one. Don't know if they sell dresses and tuxes or just dresses or what, but yeah.
I was under the impression that they were all like, you either got... Like, you got your tuxes at a place.
There used to be a place in the mall where the nail places
or the massage place, one of the two.
It was the massage place.
Yeah.
Yeah. What used to be there before Garfield's?
Jeez.
I can't fucking remember.
I can't either.
Shit.
I don't think it was, like, I remember when they put the windows in and stuff, and it was like, what are they doing? They're putting windows into the mall. It's so weird.
I don't know.
Sure.
So, yeah, okay, bridal shop,
anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so frustrating, but at the same time, like...
It's a
privately owned business. They have every right to deny clientele for whatever reason. Doesn't mean it's right or that they should. It just means that...
They're assholes.
All I can say is, fuck you.
Yeah, oh.
And I hope that nobody goes and shops there.
They're getting... like international, well, maybe not international, but at least like national recognition on it. Like
I think progress.org is the one.
Yeah,
right now,
yeah. So. I've seen like Equality Pennsylvania shared it because I mean, you know, of course, but
yeah.
What I want to, you know, and here's the weird thing is because from a, I've talked to dudes around here.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's not like the women folk being into the lesbian activity isn't usually the problem, quote unquote, as far as these people have an issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's usually like, all right, well, they're like, I don't know. Like, I think a lot of it is just because dudes are really, really, really petrified of questioning their own sexuality.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, you know, I mean, lesbian porn's a big thing for straight dudes.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, like...
Because lesbian porn is for straight dudes. That's...
Right, exactly.
That's not how women have sex. I mean, no. Some of it kind of is, but...
They just scissor, right?
It's a valid position.
Right. But that's just what they do. Is I'm gonna, yeah, I know. I'm kidding.
Or, you know, you get like the jelly double dong going on.
Yeah. So somebody can film and watch.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah. I get it. I get how lesbian sex works.
Do you have the article? Like, they're... Because they gave like a quote as to like why. Because somebody questioned them. And it was like, we don't believe in that kind of lifestyle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love sucks. It's the worst.
Oh, God, seriously.
Somebody called and asked for an appointment, and they said, quote, would not be able to schedule an appointment for us because they currently do not service same-sex couples, and it is not something they do. Blah. And then it says, quote, we feel we have to answer to God for what we do, and providing those two girls dresses for a sanctified marriage would break God's law.
How many dresses do you sell to women that aren't virgins? How many dresses do you sell to women who are getting married for the second time?
Yeah. And also, isn't it, I mean, like, if you're going to go straight up with the Bible stuff, doesn't it say a man shouldn't lay with another man as he does a woman? So therefore, lesbian sex is not prohibited in
That's
the Bible.
That's true. It's totally true.
Yeah.
Just dudes. Dudes aren't allowed to be gay. Yeah. Ladies, whatever.
You're allowed to rape angels, but, well, you're not allowed to rape angels, but it's, you know...
It's not discouraged.
Yeah, it's not discouraged. Yeah.
No, but if you want to rape angels, somebody can offer you their daughters.
Yeah,
instead.
That's bananas.
Yeah, right?
So bananas.
Oh, man.
Oh, and if you rape a woman, all you have to do is give her dad a goat.
And you got to marry her, too.
Yeah. But in exchange, you know.
You got to marry her, give her dad some property, some livestock. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's important shit. I wonder if they make dresses out of more than one fabric.
Yeah.
Oh, and shit.
And technically, these women aren't allowed to own a shop.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's against God's law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Women aren't allowed to be in power.
What are they thinking? I'll tell you what, these uppity women over there are just... they're just... hold your horses. Love is so wrong, but... you know, breaking all these other commandments and, or not commandments, because I don't think
just
that they're...
Bill, let's just pick and choose what we like out of the Bible
somebody,
and throw the rest away.
Yeah. Somebody get a Bible and we'll settle this score.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a Bible in this house?
Nope.
There's several.
Yeah, there probably is downstairs.
Yeah, I've got like at least two in my house.
Aren't you supposed to? Don't they come with the house? If you don't have them, the Gideons bring them.
Actually, one of them is my Bible from when I was probably like 12. I got it for Christmas, and it has my name not etched, but like
I have one of those, the leather bound ones. I got one I got one for confirmation. It's like a King James version.
Ugh, screw
and
that.
Then I have an NIV version, and then I have like one of the teen NIV versions.
Oh God. The teen study Bible. Oh, yeah. God, I wanted one of those so bad when I was a kid.
It has a VeggieTales cover on it.
Wow. Because, you know, teenagers love vegetables.
I know how we can get kids to come to church.
Oh, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
He's coming back for the semester soon, isn't he?
Yeah, real soon.
Awesome. We got to have him on here sometime.
No shit.
I have a feeling he might
be
like,
I don't have a choice, but
super awkward about it though.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
No, him and I would fight over like everything.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
What time did he end up leaving?
Oh, good
when
gracious.
When he was here a couple weeks ago.
I don't know because I had to go and do stuff and then I came back and he was still here.
Because like Nick and Chris left.
Yeah.
And then we came up to record, came down from our first episode, Andrew's still here. Go up and record another episode, come downstairs. Andrew's still here.
I think
it's 4 hours later, and Andrew's still here.
Yeah,
he likes our
house. Yeah. I know. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just like, dude, you have like a 3-hour drive.
Well, he ended up sleeping at Chris's, and yeah, he ended up staying. He was like, I already decided. I already decided I'm not going home tonight. Oh, I'll just drive in the morning. Yeah.
It was like crazy rainy that night too.
It was. It was. Ooh.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in better news, Bill.
Yeah.
You had a show.
I had a show.
You did some live performing that was not of the comedy variety.
Yeah. First time in 7 years we played. I normally get nervous with comedy, but like people usually can't tell. I'm pretty sure people could tell that I was nervous for this. I don't know. Could you tell, Ashley?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was actually to the point where I started to have a panic attack.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And then I remembered that I hadn't eaten, so I asked Ashley to go grab some hot dogs from the sheets.
Nice.
And
you couldn't get food at the...
No, because they had all of their people working, like, security. So, like, the
what
one...
What do they think you guys are going to do?
It's a precaution.
It was legitimate because there was a guy that was really drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really, really drunk. Oh. I mean, they didn't really need that many
was
people
Was it anybody
security,
you knew?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Was it, like, a firehouse regular?
It could have been.
I have no
idea. He was wearing a fedora and...
Oh!
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep. And, like, one of those, like, the green shirts that you see dudes wearing on the side of the road. You know, like the bright fluorescent.
Oh, like the fucking you have to. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was really ridiculous. And he was just walking around and being super trashed and puked in the garbage can like next to people.
And then next to the trash can.
Yeah.
And
I walked over to the one dude and I was like, listen, I'm not trying to tell tales out of school, but I think somebody just puked in the trash can. And homeboy was like, oh, yeah, I thought I kind of saw something out of the corner of my eye, but it looked like he was just kind of spitting, and I was like, nah, he full-on, like, let go, and he was like, fuck, and we're going to have to switch out the trash can, and I was like, yeah.
I mean, even when I was at my, like, fucking most drunkest, I had the courtesy to take that shit outside.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just...
You puke outside. It's just common courtesy.
Yeah, not in front of people.
No, like that's embarrassing.
Yeah, dude. He might have been too drunk to be embarrassed, though. I don't know.
Try to avoid the toilets, too, because chances are you might miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, puking outside, you can't go wrong. Find a nice bush.
Exactly.
Make friends.
Exactly. There's a squirrel in there that's going to be needing some company for a few moments. But no, so we went, they have, my mind was fucking blown by the Hummel's Warfire Company. They have a lounge. That's downstairs. That's basically like a full-on fucking apartment.
Like under the bar that we've gone to? There's a downstairs?
Yes. And it's huge. They have a huge fucking like community room type deal. And then on top of that, like with TVs, with remote controls and shit. And then on top of that, like you go back further and they have bunk rooms for people to like sleep there if they're being overnighted or like if they're working overnight or whatever. Yeah. And a full bathroom with a shower and the whole nine yards. Yeah, it's crazy. It was like another fucking world.
Oh, I guess it is a fire company. Yeah. So people would need to sleep over.
Right.
Never mind.
But so I went, we went downstairs to change into our costumes. And we went upstairs and I mean, the show went very well.
Good.
Yeah, it went really, really well. A couple of people took some photos. I was disappointed because I didn't have the foresight to be like, hey, somebody videotape this.
Where was Justin Strasser?
He was there.
I don't know if I got a video of it. I know I got a bunch of photos.
Did he dress up?
No. But we came up with an idea to get people to dress up. That'll be a lot easier. That we'll discuss in the future. But yeah, so that happened and it was...
Awesome.
So fun.
I took a 28-second video.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That's too long for Vine.
Yeah. but we went, we played, and then Lesser of Two Evils played, which they're really good. They did a couple of covers. They did a Pixies song, that Pixies song from the Fight Club. that everybody knows that, that song. They did a Nirvana song, and they've got a few originals that were pretty good.
Okay.
And then Jaw Horse. and they're so much fun.
I'm very I'm sad. I mean, I did have fun at the beach, but I'm sad mm-hmm. that I missed the show on several levels, mostly because I cannot tell you the last time I saw Adam Malin.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the
He's
fun thing,
such
though.
A rad dude.
Yeah.
They made enough money there, and they had enough people that they're allowed back.
Yeah.
So that's be a fantastic.
Yeah.
Hummel's I know. Wharf
wants everybody back there.
That's awesome, because I know we were talking, Jeff and I went to Tokyo Diner a couple weeks ago, and we're talking to the Jason Daigle,
yeah.
the bassist of the Lesser of the Two Evils.
Mm-hmm.
Who says that his inspiration for bass was my brother and his fucking, like, robot hands.
That's amazing. Aww. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's so cool. But, yeah. Adam Malin, I mean, I love Jawhor. I should say, I love Lesser of Two Evils. I love Jawhor. Jawhor has two CDs out. I have them both.
Hmm.
Really, really dig them a whole bunch, and they're all super nice dudes and whatnot. So and fun. So and like all of it, like all everybody there. Their bass player, who I didn't, he told me his name, but I was under.
It says inside the CD that the bassist is Hoy.
I believe that would be him. He was super nice dude. He actually ran the sound. So yeah, and I had a little bit of a technical difficulty with my vocal effects pedal. Which
oh dear.
He sorted out pretty quickly. So, yeah, I fixed it. So, it was fun. It was a good time. It was a good time.
Good. Good. I'm glad. Any idea when your next show is going to be?
Not yet. We're working upon that. But the good news is we didn't say it because we're dummies and didn't mention that we were taking pre-orders on our CD.
Because oh, no.
Yeah. But we started telling people afterwards, and we got a couple of pre-orders. Lauren was one of them. So, and the discs came.
Yeah, I saw the
Box
unpackaging.
The Devil had
designed
the artwork.
The
and
John
it
Smith,
is amazing.
Yeah, you should get that closer to your face.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah,
he's got some talented hands. That man.
Yes, he duh. Yes, he duh.
I mean, I can't say firsthand.
Ooh. Oh man,
puns.
Yeah, they love them. Yeah, I mean the CD looks fantastic. It sounds great. I'm very pleased with it.
Awesome. Now, did you go to like a studio, or did you do it all yourself?
No, we recorded it all ourselves.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love that shit.
Yeah, yeah. It took some time to mix and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like if we would have done, how do I put this? If we would have spent like more money and had more time, we could have probably like, because we mic'd the drums like old school miking drums, like how the Beatles and Led Zeppelin did it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically like you have the kick, the drum, and then you have mm-hmm. or the kick and the snare, and then two overheads. And
mm-hmm.
We could have went through the trouble of renting microphones and mic'd every single drum, and but there's really no
that's a pain.
Yeah. Especially for a CD that we're going to sell for like, you know, $6 or $7.
Yeah.
So.
With your sound, I would love to see you guys press some vinyl. Maybe do like limited edition.
We were
vinyl.
Talking about doing that. Yeah.
I'm into it.
It'd be really neat. Yeah.
We were thinking it would be amazing to do like a giant old school UFO like printed onto the vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you're running into some money.
Yeah. To get
oh yeah, people would have to pay for them first.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I would gladly like throw money at you if
yeah.
I had
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it would be and like think, a pre-order deal.
Yeah, and I think Brady was talking about selling them just basically at cost.
Yeah, just so that we can have them out in the universe and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I totally buy like a nice 12-inch with a fucking rad ass UFO or something.
Yeah, yeah, and seeing like that album cover all huge and shit, that would be so
oh,
cool.
Oh my god, it'd be so good.
That'd be the best.
Now. Would it be the same dimensions as a CD, or would you have to crop it? I feel like you'd have to crop it, because it has to be, like, a straight square. Is this a square? I don't
think
this is
a square. That's a John Smith question.
Actually, no. These like, the jewel case itself is actually, like...
They're not squares. Because if you put one CD on top of it, the other one...
Yeah.
The, actually,
I know that CD. I just saw the,
Skrillex?
No.
Oh.
One out of the case. It's, the Weird Al Bad Hair Day CD.
Yeah, man. Love
Fuck
it.
Yeah.
And also Straight Outta Linwood.
Nice.
I think everybody has
but
that.
But yeah, they're not quite.
Here, let me show you something.
Or are you going to take the inserts out?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
As we're like arguing over this.
Oh, I used to do this all the time. In fact, this is how I normally would keep my compact discs. I hope that the listening audience is really into this, by the way.
Into the visualness.
And I'm going to turn the thingy.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. And as you can see.
I don't know what you just did.
I turned it sideways.
He turned it sideways in the case.
Yeah, the top part is a square. The bottom part isn't. It's longer.
Yeah. So you'd have to crop the back then.
Yeah.
But
we'd figure BFD. It out. Yeah, and John is more than... He's been more than awesome about like, hey, dude, can you do this little teeny tiny tweaky thing?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been like, yeah, cool.
You'd have to shrink and elongate the spine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'd be ways to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Or just do a whole new back or something.
That kid, I talked to him, he's working like 10-hour days and has an hour commute each way.
That sucks.
So I wouldn't give him any lengthy projects now.
Fuck no. Certainly not. Poor dude.
Yeah.
But he's doing good, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing good. He's doing the good shit.
Oh, God. I got a Facebook message from him this morning, and it was let me actually dig out my phone because this is hilarious. I don't know if you remember a while ago there was a place in downtown Seals Grove called Peppers.
Oh, I've heard of that place.
You don't say. What do they sell there?
Nothing now.
Nothing.
It's gonna be a restaurant now.
Yeah,
are you
right?
Fucking kidding me?
Three pizza places on the same block.
Yeah.
Four. Sorry.
The OIP Express is going in across the street.
Yeah, and also the...
Wait, where's the fourth one, then?
Wait. All right. Well, let's just call it Italian, because it was Isabella's, Bella's, OIP Express, and then whatever that place across the street is. And I feel like maybe Bella's is just moving there, because they have, like, the same color scheme, but I don't know.
Could be. But and then you also have Subway, and then you also have Mercado Burrito on this... They're on the next block. But there's, like, 9 places to eat right there.
I'm still only counting three pizza places.
Subway's there too.
You're right. It is only three, but still. I think Mercado's on the same block. Yeah, Mercado's on the same block.
They're next to Bots.
Yeah, because it's like Mercado shit.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Bots, Emma's, something, Isabella's, Bella's, OIP Express.
Yeah. On the same street. There's like...
So many restaurants. Yeah. It's delicious. But yeah, I woke up to... This text, and it was so Mike Bennett gave me this coaster after I admired it a while back, and it stayed in my old job for a long time, and now it's next to my bed at my new place.
Aww.
And it's the fucking... Do you remember at the Peppers? I made that set of Kirby coasters.
Yeah.
That Mike Bennett was huggling for a long time until Chris Rao, our beloved Chris Rao.
Yeah.
Broke down and bought it for Mike as a housewarming present when he and Janaea got their first apartment.
Right.
So Chris Rao bought a set of coasters for Mike Bennett.
And he gave one
to John Smith.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh dude, that's so awesome. Glow in the dark Kirby. I totally forgot about him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, Chris Rao's gonna be so mad.
It's like... He's gonna be like, Mike, I thought we, I bought you that for you,
right?
You wanted it so bad.
Yeah, Popular Outcasts former co-host, our very own network's Michael Bennett, got chosen as the Vine Turn for At Midnight, hosted by Chris Hardwick of Nerdist Industries.
Yeah.
So in what is it, in early September,
I believe. Yeah, he's gonna be on a couple of times from what they said.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Because I watched the episode where they showed Mike's thing, because Mike posted it on Facebook also.
Yeah.
And they showed him, and he was like, oh yeah, you know, Mike's gonna join us, you know, like a couple of times in the next couple of months or whatever.
It's banunus.
Yeah, for real, dude. For real. Dude, and it was really funny, by the way, because when he said he was the winner and he said Mike Bennett, I was, in my head, I was like, that's the second time he said his name. Because when we saw them at Philly...
In your head, you're just like, hi, Mike Bennett.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When we all went to Philly, for the listener, when we all went to Philly and saw the Nerdist live.
Yeah. That picture right there on the wall.
That one right there, guys. Look at it. Look at it. It's so cool.
It's an awesome picture. It's the Popular Outcast and the Nerdist.
Yeah.
All in one room. It was, it's too much.
Too much. With a Jeff and a Heather Mahler hanging on it. But yeah, the,
get the glare off of that.
Yeah.
Jeff introduced, Jeff like said it, you know, he had a question or a comment or whatever, and had the microphone, and he was talking. He was like, yeah, my friend and I, Mike Bennett, and Chris Hardwick goes, hi, Mike Bennett. Like,
and Mike Bennett peed a little.
Yeah, absolutely. And now he's gonna get to, and I wonder if he's gonna bring that up, be like, hey, do you remember that
time? Remember the time you met me?
I know you, like, my brain, oh, like the way I would do that would be like, I know you don't remember this, but look at this photograph. And he'd be like,
he might, you never know.
He could. Hey, remember you put my podcast's flyer in your pocket?
Like, whatever, oh, yeah, what happened to that?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
What are we going to be able to do?
I'd like it back, please.
Make it back. You didn't do anything with it.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was...
Shit, I totally had something and I forgot.
Boo.
Mike Bennett. Nerdist. I got a high five from Chris Hardwick when Jeff and I saw him in New York a couple months ago.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, he ran out into the audience after the show and was just fucking like...
High-fiving everyone?
Yes. People at home can't see this, but I'm...
She's wailing her arms.
Flailing.
I'm doing, like, Kermit arms over here.
You are a wacky, inflatable, arm-flailing dude.
Too
brave.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wacky, flailing, arm-inflatable.
Wacky, I think it's wacky, waving, arm-flailing, inflatable tube man.
That sounds right.
It's a lot of fucking adjectives.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. Blah, 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 blah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm a girl watcher.
Oh, God.
It's the worst song.
Stop.
The worst song. Oh, shit.
I need more caffeine. My headache didn't go away yet.
No, you gotta have more. Get away from the caffeine. No, I mean, get away from the headache.
Yeah.
Do you want some medicine for your headache?
Nah.
You want a little medicine?
Kids want to buy some candy.
I keep it in the whiskey bottle. Sorry.
What?
It's cough syrup, I swear. Here, just take this.
Oh, Jesus.
Take a nap. You look itchy. You want some Benadryl?
Oh, God. There was a photoplasty. For people who aren't familiar, crack.com has these contests called photoplasty.
Is it safe to say, by the way, that they're like one of the best websites ever?
Probably.
And they don't steal shit like BuzzFeed constantly.
Seriously.
Huffington Post has been driving me nuts.
Yeah. Well,
we'll get
BuzzFeed's
on to that.
Way worse. But
Cracked. No, Cracked. They do this thing called photoplasty where it's user submitted Photoshops. And they give you like a category or like a theme, and you like submit shit, and like if you get first, you win money or some shit. But anyway, there was one, and it, I forget what the category was, but it was basically a mom holding like a sleeping baby, and in her hand, like underneath the baby, was a bottle of Benadryl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta. Do what you gotta do.
Sometimes your kid's itchy.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Exactly.
It's fine.
If you can give a 30-pound pug 25 milligrams of Benadryl...
Twice a day.
Oh, jeez.
On doctor's orders because he has an itchy ass and he can't reach it, which is so fucking beautiful. It's the funniest shit, and
it
I feel terrible
like
for him.
He's breakdancing.
I feel so bad for him. I scratch his ass, but now it's not itchy anymore because she gives him Benadryl.
Aww.
But if they say that you can do that for a kid,
is he allergic to something? Or
maybe we don't really know. Like, I think it might be some kind of seasonal allergy.
That could be.
He gets like coffee and sneezy if he gets into the garden. But we don't allow him into the garden right now, just because I don't want him stepping on plants, because that's our food.
Fucking knocking down the tomatoes.
Yeah,
we need those.
Yeah.
And he gets coffee and sneezy when he goes into the garden, so...
He gets coffee.
Yes.
He gets coffee when he goes into the garden.
But they, the vet...
And then he chases Sneezy and the other six dwarves. Sorry. Doc's a real asshole about it, too. Like, that's the problem.
Why the fuck do you keep saying things like as I'm taking
a sip? I am sorry. This is why you have me here.
I finally decided to talk to the vet about him being overweight. I was like, I know he's overweight, but
this motherfucker.
I was like,
I know he's overweight.
I know he's overweight. I don't know what to do about it. Like,
he's a meatball with a face.
I feed him. I feed him the best food.
It's just his body type, and it's beautiful, Ashley.
Well, here's the thing. So pugs are supposed to be around. Well, she said pugs are supposed to be about 12 pounds, but because he is really tall,
he is a big pug.
He probably should be closer to 19 pounds.
Mm-hmm. He's what, like 30?
29.
Yeah, yeah. So that motherfucker is 75% overweight.
Aww, Odie.
A third of his body is too fat.
He's so cute.
Can you just imagine if, like, literally one third of his body was too fat? Like,
just his neck.
It's the neck. Yeah, that's what it is. Your neck.
God,
is not.
He's going to suffocate in his neck. He's going to just drown in neck rolls.
They roll up over top of his head.
Oh, God. So we didn't want that to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
She was like, Will, have you ever had his thyroid tested? And I was like, well, no.
Aww.
So she did the thyroid testing. It was like $30. And came back, and apparently his thyroid was borderline low. Mm. So she gave me some medication to try and do that. So now I have to give him 2 pills twice a day. I have to give him the Benadryl and the...
Gross.
The other medication.
Oh, you give him Benadryl pills. You don't do like liquid.
No, I just do Benadryl pills.
Okay. Try to shoot it down his throat with the syringe.
Benadryls, yeah.
The first, although liquid would have been way easier,
probably.
This motherfucker.
And it tastes like candy.
Is so smart. Like for the first week, he would just spit out the freaking. He would eat whatever it was and just spit out the pill.
Yeah.
He figured it out.
Every time. So now I got pepperoni sticks. I'm going to just shove them in there. Because we figured out if you put it in meat, he's,
mm-hmm.
he's
yeah,
good.
He's mm-hmm. all about it.
Yep.
Swallows it. No yep. problem.
Even chew that.
Who cares?
The first one she had to shove down his throat.
Yeah.
And he got a boner. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. That's like the fourth time. I didn't mean to do
it. God damn it, Bill.
I didn't mean
to. I just shove it down and Odie's just like, hi. And I'm like, whoa.
He actually came to see me when I came in today, but I couldn't play with him because your grandma was sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
So I was like, Odie, I want to play with you.
She's hard of hearing. It'll be fine.
No.
She can't hear. It's okay.
No, I don't want to. It's fine.
You can play with him when we go down.
Yeah.
If he's around. He's never around.
He'll come out.
He's with grandma. He loves grandma.
Or,
Odie's
you know.
Odie's with grandma now.
Fuck.
Where are we at? Oh, shit.
33. Yeah.
God, it feels like this has been going forever.
I know.
Are we doing one episode or two?
I don't care.
I think I have enough steam for one.
Some steam. Woo woo.
Oh my God. So, Jeff and I finally decided to enter all of our Nintendo game codes into the Nintendo website, and now we're at either gold or platinum membership. So we got to choose a free game, and there was 20 free games or something.
Whoa.
And we ended up going with Game & Wario because it's the newest game, probably the most expensive. So fuck yeah, give me something expensive
Hell yeah.
for free.
You know.
And we've been playing it, and it's so fun. We really like this thing. It's it's basically win, lose, or draw.
Mm-hmm.
Where one person has the gamepad. I don't know who's familiar with a Wii U, but you have your gamepad and you have to kind of turn so that the other person doesn't see, and you draw stuff on the gamepad. You have 2 minutes to draw as many things as you can, and it tells you what you need to draw, and then it appears on the TV for the other person to see.
Oh.
And it's the train reminded me of that because it was I got train crossing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm doing it, and he was so close. He had railroad crossing, and I think time ran out, and it came up train crossing. He's like, I said that. I was like, no, technically you didn't.
Nope.
But it gets hilarious.
Right.
Today he was trying to do pistachio.
Oh my God. How the fuck do you do pistachio?
Right? It was difficult. He was trying to draw pistachio and then opening it and I don't know. And then he tried to, he scrapped that and started, he drew Pinocchio, and I had no idea what the fuck he was drawing. I'm like, Guy with a big nose.
Is that Roxanne? It's Steve Martin's character in Roxanne.
Right?
Nobody's seen that.
I've seen it.
But yeah, it's Game and Wario. It's
that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Jesus. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
We'll have to come over and play.
Yeah, it's got multiplayer and it doesn't use any of the Wiimotes. You just have to pass around the gamepad.
Oh, sweet.
And there's like the other multiplayer games are, well, at least for the two player, there's one where you're you watch the TV and the other person has the gamepad and they're trying to like go around this little town and try to steal pieces of fruit, and you have to figure out who the person is that's stealing fruit, because it's like it's just crowds and crowds of people just milling around the screen.
Uh-huh.
And you have to single out this person. Another one is like a game where you fling these little guys called Fronks onto like platforms in water, and there's point values for like the different things that they land on. It's like 10, 30, 50, 100. And then what's the other multiplayer? Oh god. It's called Disco and it's like it's like Guitar Hero, except like one player has to like touch buttons in any order along with the beat, and then the other player has to try to touch them at the same time.
Oh,
because like they'll float. You have to hold the gamepad with this person, so you have to be like ultra close, and then you touch your buttons and they float across the screen like the little dots on Guitar Hero, and the other person has to like press them when they get to the perfect spot, and it's so hard.
Oh, I can imagine.
I'm so bad at it.
Yeah.
I beat Jeff, but I'm still really bad at it.
sounds like a rocking good time.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. The I want to get a Wii U. I really do.
They're fun.
I
we don't play games enough.
The fucking I think we would.
I hear you.
I think we would if we had it. Like, that's
that
the thing.
That is the same thing that we said with every other console that we have bought.
Let me see. Do we play
How
with
often
PS3?
Do you play your 3DSs?
The 3DS? 3DS, not really that often.
3DS is dead to you.
Pretty much. I charge it for street
passes. I stopped bringing mine over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to make it a point to start charging it for street passes, because it's
if you bring it to the open mic, you always get Kevin and sometimes Emrys.
Yeah. It's kind of a dick move to have one and not have it charged.
Yeah.
It is. I feel bad for it. So I'm thinking about trying to make it a point to do that like I used to.
Mm.
Like 3DS aside, I play the PS4 at least 3 times a week.
Considering
two times,
your schedule.
Two times a week.
That's not terrible.
I play the PS3 like...
You probably play a couple times a week.
3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah. Kelsey plays it as well.
Yeah.
So, and I just finished The Last of Us Remastered on PS4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I have to set up a thing for her so that she... Because Kelsey really wants to play that as well. Mm. So, yeah.
Now, would you take it out of the studio for her to play?
No, she can just come in here. Because, I mean, for the most part, she'd be only playing while I'm at work or...
Okay, that's true. I was like, because you, like, when you're not working, you're working in here.
Right. When that whole PlayStation TV comes out, though, $100, and you can stream anything on your PS4 to the PlayStation TV. So we could just set up the PlayStation TV in the bedroom, and you can stream.
How big is the PlayStation TV?
Smaller than the Apple TV.
Oh, it's a little box. Oh, yeah.
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 Teeny. Tiny.
What else can you stream on there?
Bananas.
They're not 100% saying. Because originally it was like you could stream Netflix and blah, blah, blah. And now the word on the street is it's just like the PlayStation like music and movies unlimited thing that you...
Well, like the fucking... To stream anything on the PlayStation 3 is annoying. Because it won't...
You're talking about Netflix.
Yeah, or Hulu or Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Really?
Or
why?
Streaming anything.
Yeah, why?
Maybe it is just in our house, but nothing loads.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any problem in our house.
Like, it loads a little bit, and then it just...
Did you put
and
the...
And it won't... You can't pause it and then go do something.
Did you put the new password into the thingy?
I haven't tried it on our new internet, no.
Oh, yeah, our internet is new internet now. We had to
I heard.
Call and get that fixed. it was fucking terrible.
So bad.
So
you get kicked off the internet constantly. I still don't think we can.
Not anymore.
I still don't think I can watch anything when you're uploading.
Well.
But other than that, when he uploads a podcast, I wish he would tell me when he's doing it. Because every single time I'm like, God damn, the friggin' internet's not working. And then I'm like, oh, he's probably uploading.
I tell you.
You don't.
You just don't listen.
A liar.
I just did it all nonchalant. I tell you. You just don't listen to me.
You hate me. The love.
Yeah.
A liar. So I got pretty exciting news this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that.
I got a message on my grooming page from a groom shop in Bloomsburg who wants to hire me. It's mm-hmm. two ladies who are a married couple who started their own grooming business and work with
another. Two ladies, married couple in Bloomsburg.
Oh, shit. Fight the power.
Yeah. Fight it. Actually, yeah, it is really ironic.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
It's hot, man.
Oh, it is.
Sorry.
And one other bather who she's training to be like a groomer, but she needs somebody to like jump in because they're booked out like a week and a half and need somebody like Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
I wonder, there's a while, when I worked at the salon at the mall, I cut a woman's hair who was a groomer, and I think she was, no, wait, maybe she was in Elysburg. Never mind. She was definitely a lesbian. Sorry.
Anyway, they seem like really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd get commission. I have to work 3 days a week. I don't really know what the hours would be, but they don't. Oh, they're open like 8 to 5 on Thursday and Friday, and then like 8 to 8 on Saturday.
Mm.
So it's not really that bad.
Now, are you going to be telling your clients, or are you just going to be taking like their overflow?
I would just be taking their overflow.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just too far for my clients to really.
I thought so. I wasn't sure.
And I'm keeping my business going,
mm-hmm.
And they're totally fine with that. We're not even competition, so.
Yeah, being an hour apart, you're really not.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty freaking awesome, and that mm-hmm. way I can do that. Because that sounds like the most fun in the entire world, being able to groom. I mean, I would basically be grooming full-time then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and doing more dogs and.
Yeah, I'd be able to keep up my skills and
mm-hmm.
yeah, they need somebody who knows how to do breed cuts and all that other jazz.
Oh, well, that's handy.
And I can do all that, so.
It's definitely cool that you have the skill set that they're looking for, and on top of that, it's something that you love to do.
Exactly. You know? I mean, it's something that seriously just like kind of fell in my lap. Although, the reason that she knew about me was mm-hmm. AJ was running his mouth apparently at Totem and talked about me.
Are there clients of AJ?
I guess, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I sent Lauren a text. I was like, thank AJ because he's the coolest person in the world. Yeah. He did not need to do that. But yeah,
that's super sweet of him. He's a sweet dude.
Yeah.
Super sweet.
He's the greatest.
I'm sure it's just one of those small talk situations where it's like, oh, you know, who are you? What do you do?
Right.
Like, oh, I know somebody who grooms and blah, blah, blah.
We're looking for somebody. And yeah.
AJ. So.
It's probably like Tucci. Hook them up with the information they need.
Yeah.
Right. Hand them my card.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, they have my cards at Totem.
It's because they're good peoples over there.
So if you're looking to get your dog groomed.
Yeah.
Go get my card at Totem.
But first, go to Amazon.com. Go to PopularOutcast.com. Click on the green Grooming Geek banner.
Is the Grooming Geek banner on Popular Outcast?
I'm making it up.
Oh, it should be.
Well,
Jeff's I'm kidding.
Jeff's like the second busiest person I know, so.
Yeah.
He's pretty busy.
It's a pretty quick thing. If you just give him an image of appropriate size, he can slap that up there, no problem.
Yeah, but it could be good to have a website to go to.
Well, she's got her Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, send him to the Facebook page.
That's like the new GeoCities, Bill.
Yeah, I
know. I mean, realistically, I could create a website, but my mm-hmm. Facebook page
groominggeek.tripod.com. Angel Fire.
My Facebook page is good enough for right now.
Yeah.
I got like 102 likes on
it's more likes than we have.
I did notice that.
We have like 80 likes.
And in the last like couple weeks, like we had like 2 dislikes and then like 1 re-like and then 2 more likes. And
yeah.
Listen, motherfuckers, if you listen to this fucking podcast.
Part of it was giving away the free tickets.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
What, that people didn't like that?
No. Is that people liked us.
I don't know why people.
So that they could like comment and be yeah. like, yeah, I want your shit.
Word.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I don't
Which,
care.
That I remember what I was going to say earlier that I totally forgot was talking about people. I don't even remember what we were talking about and what this related to, but was at the theater last week because I went to see Dragon Ball Z Battle of Gods and it was so good.
Awesome.
It was funny, and they used like old sound effects. I'm talking like Hanna-Barbera sound effects.
Oh, that's
and
so
shit.
Dope.
That's awesome.
Oh, it made it funnier. But yeah, I was meeting people in the lobby who won the contest, giving them their tickets for the movie, and listener / friendly type person Seth came up and he got his ticket, and he had his friend Chuck with him, and he was like, "Hey, you know, good eye figuring out my name on Facebook," because he has it Huck Chackenberg.
Oh.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. It's like, it was hard, but I managed to figure it out. Also, we've met before.
Oh,
and
no.
And he was like, just that look of,
yeah.
Oh, shit, on his face.
Yeah.
And I was like, a couple years ago, my friend's birthday, we were invited out to Red Robin. We were like 2 of the only people who came. I brought my kid. And he's like, I remember going there.
Yeah.
I was like, apparently I'm just forgettable.
No.
Enjoy your movie.
No, you're not forgettable at all.
How are you? You're not forgettable. You're.
It was a one-time thing like a couple years ago. I'm honestly like I just have a really good memory for like lots of things, even though I tell people I don't, just because I don't like talking to people.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't remember. No.
Yeah.
I'm not good with faces.
See, you make
not
it
not good with names.
You make it bad with for all of us that are terrible at it.
I am terrible at it.
No, I'm actually really good at it. If I've met you once, I remember you for fucking ever.
Yeah, I have the worst memory. I
won't remember you unless you have your dog with you.
Well,
that's one of those situational memory things. Like, mm-hmm. I have the same problem where, like, if I see somebody, like somebody who works at, like, a store that I go to often, and I'll see them, and then see them in public, and it's like, I don't know who you are. Like,
yeah.
I've had hours of conversation mm-hmm. with you. No clue who you are.
Oh, God. I was in Target.
Because you're not wearing your uniform.
When my daughter was still of an infant age, mm-hmm. was shopping at the Target, and a woman comes up to me, and she starts talking to me. And my first reaction is, like, I didn't stop working here that long ago. Maybe she just remembers me from when I worked here. And I was like, can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking at her, and someone else comes around the corner, and I was like, oh my God, oh shit, it's my best friend's mom.
Fuck.
In my defense, I had not seen her for at least 5 years, and she had a gastric bypass.
Oh, yeah.
So she was much smaller than she used to be. And I was like, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
I feel stupid now. And the person who came around the corner was my friend's sister.
Right.
I was like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm worst.
Nah. It happens. Like, it's not. Yeah. I don't know.
That happens to everybody.
Yeah. I've had people come up to me, like, before and just be like. And when I was younger, because it happened. My brain's always been like that. And the one time, I can't remember which comedian it was that said this, but it was a female comedian. And I ended up ripping. It feels like a Maria Bamford thing, but. She walks up and she was like, hey Bill, how's it going? And I'm like, good. And she's like, you don't remember me, do you? And the only thing I could think of was to say, well, I don't remember much after the accident. And she was just like, oh. And I was like, but the doctors say I'm doing really well. I can now hold a ball in my hand without it falling.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
I really
God.
Did.
Horrible.
I couldn't fucking, like, she said it with the thing, like, we dated for 3 years or something. But I know it wasn't that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, she said it with, like, how can you forget me kind of thing. And it was the only thing I could do.
Well, and I mean, obviously,
people are insulted if she, by that.
If she didn't know whether or not you actually had a for real accident, then it doesn't fucking matter.
Right, exactly. So, what are you going to do?
Except she's been stalking you for now 15 years, and she now listens to this podcast.
Oh, now you know. Sally.
Did you ever remember who it was?
Hell no. Oh my God. Of course not. Like, we even had a conversation, and I was like, and she was like, yeah, I met you at the blah, blah, blah thing, and I was like, I don't even remember a blah, blah, blah thing. Like, if she wouldn't have said my name, I would have said, you are, like, a government agent trying to, like, entrap me somehow, like, lying about this weird story. You are a made-up person.
Oh, God.
I'm imagining you. Yeah, it was that crazy, like... She was mentioning people that I didn't know. She was saying things that, like, places that I had never heard of. So, and it's possible that, like, she was right and I was just, like, high.
Or maybe you just look like another guy named Bill.
And that could be it, too. That could easily be it. But what are the fucking odds?
Odds? It's a fairly common name. Sure. You know, guy of average height, average build.
Yeah.
Speaking of this, you know what drives me completely insane is when somebody who you vaguely remember or like they just walk by you and just goes, "Hey, Ashley," and then just keeps walking and you're just like, "What the? Who are you?"
Yeah.
Never had that happen. Because again, I just remember people. I can't forget people.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I could forget.
No, that happens to me like at the mall, like when I'm working. I'm just like,
yeah.
Why?
Do you have a name tag?
No.
Huh.
It's probably because because people do that all the time with assholes about the name tag thing.
Oh yeah.
So, excuse me, but it's probably just because like they remember you from like a previous job or something.
I don't know.
And people don't want to like.
Maybe it's
like, what is the point?
Maybe you've groomed their dog and they remember you.
Can't we just not talk to each other?
No.
Either come up to me and have a conversation.
Yeah.
Or say nothing.
I hate that.
Or say nothing.
No.
One of the two.
Awkwardly avoid eye contact or fucking talk to me.
Right.
Like, I don't like the middle ground.
I don't like the middle ground.
I don't like it either, but I understand why they do it, because they don't want to seem, because like in their head, they think that you know them. And so they're like, because they know you. Mm-hmm. So like they think if they don't say anything, then they're fucking dicks.
Or I think
I sent it to a picture to him.
Or I think that they're just a busy person.
Okay.
Right.
Or they didn't notice me or whatever. I'm not going to take that personally. Although I do understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Some people would take that personally.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because think about it. Like, how many times have you heard somebody you know like be like, yeah, I saw so-and-so at the fucking grocery store today and they didn't even say hi to me. That sort of thing happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, did you say hi to them? Well, no, because they didn't say it first. Okay, then you are making up a reason to be mad at something. You know, but that's still how people are.
People are crazy.
Yeah, that is a limited edition run of Ozzy beer.
Okay.
It was terrible.
An empty beer can on top of the fridge, and it just has like a fist with Ozzy across the knuckles. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I've never seen this. I was trying to figure out, I was like, is this just like Ozzy brand, like Bush beer or something?
From Matt, he got a 6-pack of it. It's actually discontinued. It was in Pottsville.
Yeah,
Sharon,
Pottstown.
Or Pottstown. Sharon Osbourne sued them.
Really?
They did it without without their permission. Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that shit.
No.
But their beer was terrible.
Oh, it was the fucking worst. Yeah. It was so gross.
What is it? Just an ale?
Mm. Yeah.
It smells kind of terrible.
Yeah. It was hell liquefied.
Well, that's perfect for an Aussie beer.
Actually, now that you mention it, yes.
Tastes like bat guts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tastes like the bottom of Satan's hoof.
I want to use that sometime.
Thank you. Write it down so that you don't forget.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because there was another time when I said something.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm totally going to use that. And neither of us remember what the fuck it was.
Well,
I have a feeling, if I remember correctly, it was about something about like smoking and cancer. And
we should title the episode.
The Bottom of Satan's Hoof.
Yeah. That's what this episode is called.
I love it. I'll do it.
I'm doing it.
Oh, fuck.
Speaking of, to go back just a little bit, how we gave out the movie tickets and everything. My friend Seth, he listens to the podcast and
oh hi Seth.
Hey, what's Seth. Up, dude? the day of the DBZ movie, he put an image on Facebook. Let me try to bring this up. Because he was just like, "Yeah, I'm totally gonna go see Dragon Ball Z tonight." Thanks to the Girls on Girls podcast, and then he posted a picture, and I'm gonna bring it up because I don't want to fuck it up because it was really awesome. And of course, it's going to be slow because I don't have the password for your new Wi-Fi.
Oh, we got to get that.
Yeah.
While we have a minute, when is the Godzilla movie?
Yeah, that's this Thursday, right?
Yeah, that is 2 days from today.
Guess who's going to be there?
What?
Yeah, I'm definitely going.
Yeah, I want to go to that. Rift Tracks is doing
Godzilla 1998. With
that is so far
the
from
Matthew
your face.
Broderick. Ferris Bueller. Godzilla versus Ferris Bueller.
Yes. It's going to be great.
It's a picture of a of like one of the Jurassic Park velociraptors, and it's there's a piece of notebook paper in front of it, and it says, "I don't need feminism because I have frog DNA and can change my gender."
Oh my God. That's awesome.
This is great.
This is seriously great. It's almost as good, but nothing will ever top Dorian Gray, billionaire philanthropy.
Yes, that was so great.
Oh God, the lamprey with the fucking monocle and top hat is just like, have a blackberry.
That was so good.
Did you listen to the popular outcast when Jeff and I talked about 50 Shades of Gray? And
it's the key for the thing.
Can you send me that picture?
Yep.
Okay. And Jeff couldn't remember his name. His name is Christian Grey, but he kept calling him Dorian Grey because of like the book, you know, the picture of Dorian Grey.
Okay.
And he was having a really hard time pronouncing philanthropist.
Yes.
And at one point it just came out philanthropy, like the things that like latch themselves onto sharks.
Yes.
So it was just a huge joke, and it like about how he's like obscenely rich, and just like right after he meets this Anna girl, just is kind of like, here's a new phone, I'm giving you a BlackBerry just because fuck you, I have that much money.
Yeah.
I don't even care if you don't use it. Here's a phone. So it became Dorian Gray, billionaire philanthropy, have a BlackBerry. It is. I think he posted it on the Popular Outcasts Facebook page. We'll have to see if we can dig that up. Because, oh, God,
that
damn.
Is great.
It was great. It was just like a little pencil drawing.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can.
So, at the beginning, we talked about how we're going to bring it back around to the burlesque class.
Yes.
Burlesque.
Woo!
Burlesque.
I don't think we knew last time we recorded.
No, I don't think we had a date.
Anything, really, beyond we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Right. We're doing it. We don't know when.
But now we know. We know when and where. And we're not telling you.
What? Really?
No. In case you haven't seen it on the Facebook page, we finally scheduled a date. It is the 6th of September. It is a Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's 2-hour class at Daddy McFaddy's, a bar in Northumberland, and it's before the bar opens, so there's not going to be any weird like looky-loos hanging
out.
It's
on Queen Street, right?
I believe so.
Yeah,
we can get the address and shit later. And like no weirdos can just come in and watch either, because you have to pay $20 at the door to get into the class. It's a 2-hour class, $20. It's going to be fucking rad, and I better see lots of people there.
Yeah, I've been inviting people like crazy on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw, and fuck you if shows up to this.
Okay, so I gave her so much shit for some
Here's
of her choices.
The thing, I was clicking like crazy. Also, accidentally invited my ex-boyfriend.
Ooh,
yep.
Can you uninvite him?
Jokes on me.
And Kelsey's ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
yeah. So yep. I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
I was going down through, and I'm like, what the? I don't even. Who the fuck are these people? Why?
I don't know.
You invited my brother.
You sure
in California.
That one was on purpose.
And Dave Ross.
And Dave Ross.
Dave, can you please come to this thing?
Because it would be fun.
It would be hilarious if Dave Ross was in the area and could make it.
I just wanted him to have that option.
I know. And
just say that you messed up. It's God. Great, like, you can just say that you messed up.
Jeff and
okay,
I
messed up.
We're going through the invite list. And we're like, who the fuck?
Okay.
What is this? So and like, I'm like, I don't even know who this is. Who invited them?
So my
one mutual friend, Ashley Dyer. I'm like,
So my thought process behind it was maybe they'll know somebody that they can tell somebody.
Yeah, I totally get
it
that.
It wasn't the best way to go about nope. it, and Bill already gave me shit. So much. We're
fine. It was funny. Like, Jeff and I were just like in bed looking at this shit, and I'm just like, duh.
Yeah. I just kept saying to
By
her.
By the way, my ex-boyfriend and Kelsey's ex-boyfriend, you're not actually invited.
I think sorry. If you not invited sorry. Them, no. you can uninvite them.
I don't know. I haven't really.
Because I couldn't find an option to uninvite anybody.
Yeah. I definitely kept saying to her, she would be like, listen, you know, I mean, like, I have a valid reason. I want to make sure that these people can come. And if they can't come, you know, I didn't want to discriminate against anybody. And if they can't come, maybe they know somebody who wants to. And I was like, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Except for your ex-boyfriend. Except for Dave Ross. Except for. Like, these are people who aren't going to be...
I don't know if he listens, but can you just listen to the end of this podcast and cut out his name?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Probably, yeah.
Just beep it out.
Yeah.
I don't want to actually cut it. Fuck.
She invited too.
Yeah. I was like, oh, God.
That guy's going to look at some tits.
It looks like I can only message I know, them, I'm just not kidding. Uninvite them.
Oh, can somebody, I don't know, somebody's listening, or even Bill, I think you're friends with him on the Facebook, the guy who runs the open mic in Milton, his wife and I had a conversation about the class, and she wanted to come to the class, and I messaged her on Facebook, but since we're not friends, we don't have any mutual friends, it went to her other inbox, so if somebody could, like, contact dude, tell him, to, like, tell his wife about the class, or...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
This thing's funny. It's like a little worm.
Yeah, I sent her the picture of the lamprey. I put it in the Girls on Girls.
Oh, chat. Nice. Okay, yeah. That's what that was.
Yeah.
That's great.
That was that.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a minute. You shush.
Yeah, you shush. Fucking philanthropist.
Okay, no, I was wrong. He doesn't have a monocle. He has a top hat and a cane. Oh, wait, no, he does have a monocle. Okay. And he's holding a blackberry, and there's a bag with a dollar sign on it next to him.
Here, have a blackberry. Have a blackberry. It's
like... Who uses blackberries? In that book, he fucking gives her, like, an iPad and a Mac laptop. I think he gives her... not a PowerBook. What's the one that you have?
The MacBook Pro.
Yes, he gives her a MacBook Pro, an iPad, and a BlackBerry.
Yeah. You know.
Like, what the fuck is this?
So your devices work seamlessly. Give her a BlackBerry.
Seriously.
I mean, but that, like, I wish that that were the only qualm that I had with that book.
Oh, totally.
I read something that somebody had posted that was from the feminist point of view about how that relationship is actually not as bad as people say it is because of the fact that she, like, willingly stayed in the relationship, which
she's
didn't
got
make
Stockholm any... syndrome.
Yeah, it didn't really
He's
make
an
that
abuser.
Much sense. Yeah, it really didn't make any sense.
Aside from the BDSM, because that is just really poorly written BDSM too.
Right.
And anybody
and fake BDSM.
He is supposed to be like a professional at this. Professionals know you don't use fucking cable ties. They are just way too dangerous.
Yeah.
But yeah, aside from the BDSM, because yeah, that's what you do. You hit each other.
And it's... also, you don't do the, like, you don't disregard safe words and shit.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Oh, not even getting into that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was an emotionally abusive relationship. Not physically. The physical abuse was okay because that was consensual.
Right.
But yeah, just emotionally, mentally abusive.
Yeah.
And even verbally sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But
just because somebody stays in a relationship doesn't make it... a good relationship.
Yeah, even if they're voluntarily staying, like...
Right, exactly.
I mean, there's a reason that every time you go to the bathroom in a hospital, there's a freaking sign on the door that says if you're having marital problems and that you feel like you're distress,
anytime
you should call this number.
I go to the doctor.
They're everywhere.
Like, one of the first questions they ask you is, like, are you experiencing any abuse at home or otherwise? And even when Jeff and I, like, he went to the ER recently because he had an ear infection. They asked him, you know, if he's experiencing abuse, you know, at home or elsewhere. And he was gonna make a joke and then thought better of it. And I'm glad he did, because I don't want to be fucking hauled away by evangelical security team.
Yeah, no kidding. I've never been asked that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been asked it either.
Just because I look real tough. I must look too tough to let women beat up on me. Yeah.
Sure, Bill.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
that,
I know,
you'd
right?
never go to the doctor.
Well, I do too, but anyway.
Yeah, so we have Riff Trax tickets.
Yes.
Get your dog groomed by Ashley and come to our burlesque class.
Yeah.
Being taught by C. Amanda about a horse, in case you have not heard.
And if you guys don't mind me saying again, go to facebook.com/Martian Conspiracy Theory.
Yes.
You can listen to the music, and if you like it, you can purchase it. I think by the time that this is up, maybe you'll be able to buy it on iTunes or also Amazon.
It's going up in 2 days, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Brady might get busy.
Okay.
He has to click a button, but he might get busy before he has to click that button.
Right.
But yeah, so
some unforeseen circumstances might happen.
Yeah, and you can also we'll also be able to
breaks his button clicking finger.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that would suck.
Not only will you be able to buy digital music, but if you go through Amazon, I think you can actually buy a physical copy.
Physical compact discs,
or you can just contact us and we'll sell you.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit more expensive on the website.
We all have PayPals.
Yeah, now
we can hook you up.
If you don't have to ship it anywhere.
Yeah.
Will it just be the regular cost? Because, I mean...
yeah.
Yeah.
Does PayPal takes a cut? I think
PayPal takes a cut, so... But, yeah, I mean, if you want it
and
you're local...
Raise the price accordingly.
Yeah, if you want it and you're local, just fucking... If we're going to give it to you, just give us the money when we meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, PayPal and all
drug
that shit.
Drug deal style.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we have a Square and shit, so...
Square reader.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a PayPal here.
Yeah. This is some dope shit, son.
Yeah, I have the Square Reader, not through PayPal.
Yeah.
Nice.
For my shop.
I have to pee. We've already hit an hour. I say we wrap this shit up.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Word.
Thanks for having me.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.